In March 2020, the world went into lockdown and we've had various stages of restrictions ever since then because of the coronavirus. Now, what we thought we would do is go back to speak to some of our listeners and some blind and partially sighted people to find out what the 12 months has been like for them and also looking ahead to coming out of lockdown. Today I'm joined by Lord Blunkett. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Alan.
Tell me about your last 12 months then. What's that been like with all these ever-changing restrictions?
I think like everybody else, I found it incredibly frustrating. I mean, for some people, it's been a lot worse than it has for others. Anyone who's lost a loved one or had severe COVID symptoms, they've been in a much worse situation. So I've got to thank my lucky stars that that's not the case. I just think that over the last 12 months, we've experienced one of those major traumas that come sometimes in decades where people actually have to re-examine what they're doing, why they're doing it and how they could do it better. And if there's anything that comes out of that terrible 12 months, it will be that kind of re-examination.
Have you come across any challenges over the past year?
Some of them have been exactly like everybody else's, just actually keeping a rhythm, a structure, a way in which life could continue without deteriorating into not wanting to get up in the morning and not actually doing the kind of day-to-day things that give us a purpose, that actually provide that rhythm. Some of them have been very minor things. I've literally just had a haircut before this recording for the first time in 4 months and it feels liberating. So there are some little things about cosmetics that make a difference to our lives. I've been lucky because I live in a city with enormous amount of greenery and I've been able to run my guide dog in the nearby woods. And when we were constrained way back 12 months ago, April, May last year, we were blessed with one of the best spring weathers we've ever had. And I think that made an enormous difference. I used to go out with the dog and if anybody stopped me, they would have got a very clear explanation that dogs don't adhere to COVID rules in terms of being run once a day.
What about positives? Have there been any of those for you over the past months that have come from this?
I think re-examining what really matters and what doesn't. I suppose spending a little bit more time at home rather than in London is a positive and certainly was when the weather was good. I think one of the positives beyond me personally was the way in which people have committed themselves to each other. The level of volunteering that's taken place, the neighbourliness, people joining up, sometimes in person, sometimes on apps, to actually help each other. I think that's been a positive. Whether we can hang on to it is a moot point. And I think that we need to examine locally and nationally how we support people continuing to do the good things that have come out of this, including, you know, the drive to make a better world, to look at the inequalities that have been thrown up and to do something really positive about it. I'm a bit sceptical as to whether we're going to manage it, but we should certainly have a go.
In terms of coming out of lockdown, then your restrictions are easing across the UK, albeit at different paces. Are there things that you are kind of looking forward to getting back to again?
I think literally just being able to eat with friends. I've never been a great partier, so I'm not so worried about queuing up at a bar in a pub, but actually being able to go to a restaurant, join with friends, have a laugh, not have to cook and wash up afterwards. That is something that I'm genuinely looking forward to. And on a very selfish note, I'm looking forward to them opening up the aviation industry and being able to travel to somewhere warm. And I realise that's pretty selfish compared with what other people are having to put up with. But you did ask me the question, Alan, so I can actually go on holiday somewhere really pleasant with the sunshine and a swimming pool, the better for me.
What about concerns then? You know, people are very positive about coming out of lockdown and getting back to that kind of normal way and going out and about once again. But do you have any concerns about it?
I have concerns about people who have been stuck at home and then have to get back into the structure of what you might call, in quotes, normal working life. I'm worried about people who have not been able to socialise and have to get back into literally being with people and talking and just interacting and having a laugh again. I think we'll learn those pretty quickly, For children, it's going to be more difficult, and it has been going back to school. Fortunately, they allowed nurseries to stay open, so for very small children, there has been some relief. But I don't think we should underestimate the mental health challenges that have been thrown up over the last 12, 14 months, and they're going to take some time, as are the terrible impact of a loss of schooling on children. I think if I had to put my finger on three things, it would be mental health issues, it would be children's recovery from the hit they've taken, and that includes colleges and universities as well. And the third would be, once furlough has finished, how people are going to readjust if their jobs have literally disappeared and they've been hanging in there on furlough, kept going, but in sort of semi-suspension. And once in August and September that comes to an end, I think there's going to be a major problem for people who, you know, will have to look for an entirely new way of earning a living.
Is there anything that perhaps springs to mind that would make coming out of lockdown a lot easier for yourself?
We need to get public transport working well and safely. That would help, because I've been coming down to London, but I've been hiring a car, which has been safe, but very expensive. And I think also, if we could actually get public transport working well again, we won't go back to what we had, which was enormous pollution from the use of the private car. And I feel and smell and taste it already coming back. And if we're not careful, people will be so afraid to use public transport that that will actually be worse than it was before the lockdown. So far from helping with climate change, which it did in the early stages, I think we may have a reverse problem on our hands.
Lord Blunkett, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Alan, it's always a pleasure, and I wish everyone listening all the best in getting back to what might be a new normal, but will be at least some normal.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.